The Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs postgame show. Paul Taylor now joined by Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. Coach, a slow start, but really good in the end. What was the message the first two intermissions when things just were just not getting out of the blocks?
We really needed to focus on playing our game, and we have done a better job making good decisions with the puck and keeping it simple. And I think that's just something we got away from in the first couple periods. And so we just had to revisit our game plan and the things that we know we need to do to play well. And that's just keeping it simple.
Now, you kept it simple the last, I thought, about 10, 15 minutes of that third period. That was more like the first 10 games that we saw from you guys.
Yeah, definitely saw a bigger spurt of energy and told them, you know, it takes a lot of heart and character to stay composed and grind through that and then, you know, find that energy somewhere because we hadn't been playing with it most of the game.
What was it the first two periods? I mean, because it flowed, the game flowed pretty well. It just felt like you guys just maybe weren't quite pulling the trigger fast enough, or it just, there was something that just wasn't right. What was it from your perspective?
Absolutely. I think we held onto the puck a little long. I think we try to emphasize moving it before we get the, you know, knowing what you're going to do with it before you get the puck. And I think we just, like, you just hit the nail on the head. We held onto it too long and didn't move. We didn't make our passes quick enough. We didn't, you know, get it in the zone quick enough. We didn't get the shots on net quick enough. So I think it's just a quicker puck movement is what's going to be key for us to focus on.
Sarah, we talk about her a lot, but man, when you're going to see that GoPro footage with about 40 seconds left of her sticking that left leg out, that might be your save of the year.
Absolutely. I didn't even see that save coming, to be honest, and her leg got over there, and it's one of those things where you're just like, after it happens, you're like, okay, I'm actually not surprised because Sarah's the kind of goaltender that can make that save, but, you know, in the moment, it was just like this feeling of, oh my gosh, her leg got there. So great game from her. She played lights out.
We talked about it before, just off the air just a moment ago. You guys were 0-3 in program history in your first game after Christmas break. But you guys get off the schneid here, so to speak. Second overtime win in program history. Big momentum going into tomorrow. And you guys get a pretty busy stretch here kicking off, too.
We do. We have a very important stretch of games for us as well. We, you know, starting with this Chatham team, we knew it was going to be a challenging game, and tomorrow is going to be no different. And I think it'll be a good preparation for us moving into this, you know, second half of the season. And they battled hard, and we knew it was going to be that type of game, and just excited to see what we bring tomorrow.
Now, finally, on that goal, Chelsea gets the goal, but McKenzie gets the apple. It was just an awesome play all around.
Yeah, it's fun to see plays like that happen where you have a teammate who's selfless, causes a turnover, and then it turns into something like that. So just a great line effort all together. I think that entire first shift obviously went very well. You know, I saw the first opportunity we had to forecheck. Jess is going all out trying to get in and cause over a turnover. So I think that just a whole line and our two defense just complete all around effort on that shift and making that happen.
All right, I said final question, but I just thought of one more I wanted to ask. The 5-on-3 early in the second period there, that was where things got a little hairy up at Nichols a couple weeks ago. You guys held fast and kept them out of the net. How big was that, even though the game stayed scoreless, that you guys kind of gained a little bit of momentum from that?
That was huge. You know, you never like to see your team in a situation where you're having to kill off 5-on-3, but, you know, I think the people we put out to do it did a great job. Exactly what we asked them to do, don't chase active sticks, you know, be smart, communicate. They did everything they needed to do to kill that penalty, and I completely agree with you. I think we took some momentum from that.
All right, Coach, congrats on the exciting win. Rest up and go get the sweep tomorrow.
Thanks so much.